Hello and welcome back to our study of Pnine Halacha, the teachings of Rabbi Eliezer Melamed, Shlita. We hope everyone had a meaningful and uplifting Yom Ha'atzmaut. Happy birthday to the State of Israel, 76 years young. We continue to daven for Charlei Tzvagana Yisrael, Refu Shleima L'chol Am Yisrael that need safe return of all of our hostages, and we dedicate our learning L'ilui Nishma Seren Daniel Shimon Ben Harav Daron V'Shalei Hashem Yikum Damo. So we're moving on to a new-ish topic. It's in the same Sefer of Ha'am V'Aretz, but we're going to Perek Tes, and this chapter is entitled Zecher L'Mikdash, or Zecher L'Churban is the first chapter. Be'ikvos Churban Beis HaMikdash Hashen Hischolam HaPecha Nora. In the wake of the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, so something new arises. Domeh Haya Shalachah Churban Beis HaMikdash Cholmash Yir Be'ikvosav Lo Yeh Efshar L'Hamshich L'Chayos Bofen Ragil. Meaning that life could not continue as it was, not in a normal fashion. From the period of the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, we cannot continue life in a regular manner. V'chein b'super b'talma d'gemar b'av abasra and d'av samach tells us, K'shecharav Beis HaMikdash ha'sheni, nisterab ha'purushim b'Yisrael, shelo achlu basar v'lo shasi yayin. From the time that the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so people became more ascetic, and they didn't eat meat, they didn't drink wine, Nitpalahem, Rabbi Yeshua of Amar, Banai, Mipnei Ma'a, Einatem Ochum Basar, Einatem Shosim Yayim. So Rabbi Yehoshua says to them, my children, why are you not eating meat? Why are you not drinking wine? Amar lo, they said to him, Hichno chal basar, Shemimene makriv magavi hamizbech, v'achshav batel. How could we possibly eat meat when meat was normally brought on the mizbeach as an offering, and now it's null and void? We can't bring those offerings because the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. How can we drink wine? Wine that was used for libations on the altar, and now we can no longer do it. So Rabbi Yeshua answered, so maybe you shouldn't eat bread either, because we had mincha offerings that had bread. He says, well, it's possible that maybe we could fulfill not eating bread by eating fruit. So if you're not going to eat bread and you're going to eat fruit, what about fruit? Fruit? How could you eat fruit when we don't have the first fruits offering? We don't have the bikurim any longer. Well, we could eat other fruits. Then you shouldn't have water either, Rabbi Yeshua says, because there's no more water libations. And once they understood Rabbi Yeshua's point that you cannot suffice without water, so then they were quiet. Amalehem Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, "Bonai, ba'ov amalechem, shelol hisabla kol ikar I efshar, ulisabla yosem idai I efshar, she'en gozin gzera latzibur elim ken rov hatzibur cholom lamabo." Very important principle when it comes to decrees, especially in the wake of the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. He says, we cannot overly mourn, and we also don't establish takanos, gezeros, any sort of enactments or decrees, if the majority of the population cannot abide by them. Ela ha'chayim chayavim lehimashech. Life is required to continue. Ve'en l'haskim she'ovel hanora l'churban beis ha'mikdash yishred dicha'on she'am lo yicholam abo. And we should not have a decree of such tremendous mourning on the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, creating such a state of anxiety, of suffering, that people will not be able to survive it. She says, however, anytime somebody is at a particular simcha, we have to remember the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. The idea is that as long as the Beis HaMikdash is in its destructive state, it's not rebuilt, our simcha, as great as it is for us personally, it is not complete. L'chein emru chachamim, she'achas b'yom chasu naso tzarech lahalos es yishalam arosh simchasov lasim eifra arosho. This is the custom that a groom on the day of his wedding, he has to think of Yerushalayim. We say al rosh simchasi, on the head of, on the top of my simcha, and that's why they have the custom of putting ashes on his head. V'chein adam shebon abayis tzarech lahashir amal amalo lo siyud zeich l'chorban. A person is building a home, we have to leave a certain area, one amah square, that is unfinished. Again, zecher l'chorban. When we have a simcha and we have a meal at the simcha, so perhaps one dish, one of the offerings will be slightly less than normal, again, to commemorate the korban, and the same thing comes when it comes to the jewelry of women. We'll see more of this as we go on. The rest of the world are in complete amazement and wonderment at our lasting power. So there is no other nation in the world that is exiled from their land of heritage, spread all over the world, and still they keep and adhere and cling to their nationality. And furthermore, not only do they maintain their identity as Jews, but they also have found the strength, as we have seen in our time, to come back to our land, to inherit it, to build it, and to see the land of Israel flourishing as we have today. There's no doubt that it's the godly Torah, the eternal Torah of Hashem, that's what allows us and helps the Jewish people to safeguard their identity. And these takanos, these enactments, what we call Zeche L'Chorban, in the various forms that they take, are a constant reminder that living in the diaspora is not L'Chadchila, that's not optimal. Our natural place to be is in the land of Israel. Gam Kayom, Shezachinu B'chazi Hashem L'Kibbutz Galus L'Binyan Ha'aretz, and he says today, where we have merited the kindness of Hashem to have the ingathering of the exiles and to build the land of Israel, so you might think, well, we're in Israel, we don't have to keep them. But he says, no, we definitely have to keep these enactments, Zechel HaMikdash. V'davka hemshech havelas al l'chorban beis HaMikdash yor bil vavenu teshuka gadol yosu l'gilu shechina ba'aretz. And continuing this symbolic mourning over the Beis HaMikdash, it will arouse in our hearts a great desire that we should have the revelation of the Shechina in the land of Israel. And then we will merit the building of the Beis HaMikdash. So, extremely important idea that we're always thinking of Eretz Yisrael. If you think about it, how many times in davening, in all of our ritual events, and we talk about Israel, we talk about Yerushalayim, that's why it belongs here in this portion of the book, as we've been talking about modern-day Israel and modern-day Halacha, but still we have to understand what it is that got us there to begin with. So thank you so much for joining us, and we continue to daven for Chayalei Tzva Hagana Yisrael, for Shlomo Klal Yisrael, safe return of our hostages, and please, please dedicate your learning. L'ili Nishmas, Seren Daniel Shemin, and Rav Doron Vashelli, Hashem Kamdamo. Have a great day.